The 9 months I spent in Cambodia were such a rich period of my life. I discovered a new landscape, a new mentality, a new reality. My job was to train local people to vote in the first free elections that were to take place in that country. I traveled to villages and cities in nearly every province in the country to meet and give training sessions to local people. I was so impressed with their spirit, how pleased they were to be meeting people from outside their country, and how curious they were about them. How proud they were, how polite they were. Before I went to Cambodia, I had never experienced an Asian culture before. I was struck by the way the people always smiled and showed such deep gratitude and even joy, despite the unspeakable hardships they had endured during the dark, war-torn period of their country. The people were so excited to participate in the UN trainings on the democratic electoral process. So many came to join in, no matter where the classes were held, sometimes inside tents, sometimes in woven straw huts, sometimes out in the open air. In a small family villages, sometimes even chickens and goats would wander into the training area, looking very content to sit in and listen. I always traveled with an interpreter, Ul Cheng, who had been a respected university professor before the war. He and I developed a very special communication. Although I could not understand a word of the Khmer language, I came to feel I knew what he was saying whenever he translated what I said for the group. Sometimes I would say to Ul Cheng, "No, that's not what I said. Tell them again." Ul Cheng would indulge me, smiling. He would reply, "Well, yes, perhaps you're right. Let me try again." The people would laugh whenever we had these exchanges. They too saw our special rapport. I will always treasure the handwritten note Ul Cheng wrote to me just before I left the country. "As a remembrance of your time in Cambodia, particularly your historic participation in the Cambodian election of 1993.